Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, welcome.
How are you, my friend?
I'm awful well.
Good.
I'm awful well.
Yes.
And you have what for us today?
Well, I have a nice salad recipe, which some watermelon feta salad, some pumpkin seeds. But one of my favourite dishes of all time that we have, my mother made it, we make it for staff tea, is Cajun chicken melts. I love this.
Really?
And the twins love it. And it's a great little recipe for throughout the summer. That's why I said, we'll do something nice and light, but quick.
But is this because you love those spices, you know, when it comes to Cajun?
Well,
no, but you love that.
There is, and you know what?
You've, I suppose, always loved it.
When I think of my twins, like, they're not hugely into chilli and that, you know, they're getting better.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
this is a lovely, it's not too spicy. And the Cajun is a nice one because the Cajun spice, it's sweet, there's a little bit of heat, but it's no way like harissa or probably proper chilli powder.
Yes.
This is so tasty because you have pesto, you have cheddar cheese, you have some sweet chilli mayonnaise. So it's a really gorgeous recipe.
Sounds lovely.
So okay, the way I do it at home, okay,
yeah,
and kind of same as the recipe.
Would you be starting with Cajun?
Yeah, Cajun.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So chicken fillets, preferably corn fed. I have that in the recipe. A little bit of oil. So what I like to do then is sprinkle that over with some Cajun spice. Now, if you don't like Cajun spice, I've done this with curry powder. Curry powder works really well. 2 heap teaspoonfuls. So you rub that.
Cajun spice is what it is.
You're
trying to,
yeah, and you rub that all over the chicken breast. Now, you preheat the oven at 180 and you bake that off. What does it mean? A little bit of water around the tray, just a couple of spoonfuls. Now, don't have it swimming in water, okay? Keeps it really moist because chicken breast has no fat. So you want to keep it really moist. You have the spices, salt and pepper. So roast that for 18 to 20 minutes. This is this part of the recipe you can have done a few days ahead, and the chicken can be in the fridge
okay,
in an airtight container. It keeps really, really well. Don't forget to season it up with salt and pepper. When it's cooked, let it sit in those lovely kind of juices that come out, and then you slice it really thinly. So we're going to talk ciabatta rolls. I've done this with brioche. I've done this with sourdough. My favourite is brioche or the ciabatta rolls, even pita bread. So this is going to be the base for your lovely melt. So you get your bread, whichever you're going to use. I'm using the ciabatta rolls. What we're going to do is mix some mayonnaise with some sweet chilli sauce, not the hot chilli sauce, sweet chilli sauce, and then some lovely pesto. So you're going to mix that all together over the base of your bread, then your sliced chicken, then more of the mayonnaise and pesto, cheddar cheese, back into the oven. And it says in the recipe it takes about 10 to 12 minutes. Remember, the chicken is cooked, the bread is par-baked, you just need to warm it up.
Yeah.
And it is glorious.
And that's all it takes.
That is it, Marty.
So your cheese would be...
Yeah, cheese and melted, exactly,
under
the grill, but I don't. I nice hot oven, 180 again.
You don't do the grill thing?
No, I don't really.
Okay.
No, I don't. A good hot oven. And if you think it's not, actually, we spoke a few weeks ago with the air fryer. This is great. I've done this in the air fryer.
Oh, really?
It's super, yeah.
Oh,
genuinely.
Right.
It's excellent. I probably bake the chicken in the oven, and you could do this, like, if you're under time pressure, into the air fryer, probably about 190, 200 in the air fryer, and it'll take about maybe 10, 12 minutes. Doesn't take long.
Okay. I'm also conscious, of course, of the fact that lots of people don't have
them. Oh, absolutely.
Them, so, you know.
Yeah, and certainly, if you asked me a year ago, I didn't have one.
No,
so,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Marty, serve this with a lovely dress salad, and it's gorgeous. And of course, baked potato or some
baked
chips.
Potatoes, yep.
Chips.
Yum. I know, chips.
So do I.
Chips. But you don't look like a man who's eating chips. No.
Stop.
Where's the last chip you had? Are you eating any chips?
I am. No. A nibble. Yeah, here and there.
I mean, if a fella...
I'm getting red up here.
If a fella came in front of you with a bag of crisps, what would you do?
Oh, I'd eat them.
Would you?
I'd share them.
No, you share them.
Yeah.
Sharing
is caring.
That's the Cavan way, isn't it?
That's the Cavan
way. Now, that was the Cajun chicken.
You're a gas man.
What's the other thing?
So we're going to do a salad totally different. It's watermelon and feta. So we'll talk about the watermelon.
Watermelon's an amazing thing.
I agree. My daughter loves them. She'd eat a full, you know, the little mini watermelon.
Yeah, yeah.
She'd slice it and eat the whole thing.
So
bang.
Good, so good.
Incredible. Incredible.
So good.
Do you know what she sometimes does? She cuts it into wedges and she freezes it and makes a little watermelon kind of ice pack.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and takes the skin off, puts it on a little lollipop stick. Incredible.
They'll have their own restaurants in the future.
Hopefully. Hopefully,
right.
Marty. You like
right.
that.
Will you?
So, okay, pumpkin seeds, kind of toast them off. They add nice texture to the salad. Funny enough, this is a salad, but there's actually no salad leaves. It's one of these kind of like... Exactly. The feta cheese gives lovely saltiness, and probably the original comes from Greece, so it does barrel age, they call it, which is a feta. It's a sheep's milk cheese. Centola, which we mentioned. Remember
Centola,
we were talking about goat's cheese last week with the lamb?
Yeah.
Centola is a beautiful, and they do, it's kind of like... It's a feta style. Sorry, they can't call it feta because they have the PGI in Greece, of which course. Is very clever. Yeah. So feta style, it's a lovely Irish one. Crumbled in a salad, crumbled over some lovely sweet watermelon. So think about this salad, your lovely juicy sweet watermelon, your feta cheese. Then you get the texture of the pumpkin seeds. Or you could use sesame seeds, probably pumpkin seeds are nicer. And then the rind and juice of two limes. So it's really fresh in olive oil.
Sounds wonderful.
Well, you could put herbs into that, like basil would work really well. And what was the other thing? Some mint. Mm. Mint and feta works really well, and especially with some watermelon. In the recipe, I have some green peppercorns. That's optional, because that's not everyone. That'll explode in your mouth, and that'll give you a little bit of heat.
It would also affect the main flavours.
Well, definitely.
And maybe take away from it.
So that's optional, just for your listeners when they're looking through the recipe. Definitely the watermelon, feta cheese, the lime is crucial. Good olive oil is essential, extra virgin, of course. And then your pumpkin seeds, which you've toasted. I forgot to say 180 in the oven, and that takes about 5 to 6 minutes. Keep moving them. Set your timer on your phone. You don't want to burn them.
Yeah.
Pine nuts would be lovely too, Marty. Pine nuts are delicious, and you toast them too. They add a lovely texture to this. And then serve this, mix it all together, serve it at room temperature. It is so good on its own. It's lovely.
We didn't always head for the watermelon. It's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, interesting. Absolutely.
You know, again, it's a change.
Yeah. And it's just a wee bit different to take away from your coleslaw, your potato salad. You have melon, you have your lovely feta cheese. What would I serve with that? That's lovely on its own, but with some grilled chicken or skewers or even on the side, if you had it with maybe a nice grilled burger, it's tasty.
Yeah, it's lovely, absolutely.
It's kind of nice and light.
Again, a bit different.
Yeah, a wee bit different. You're right.
Watermelon and feta salad with toasted pumpkin seeds, and then the Cajun chicken melts.
You love that. You make that, don't you?
That'd be lovely. Oh, yeah. That'd be perfect.
You make that one, Mark.
Two chips. Two chips. Now.
Two bags, yeah.
See, that's the trouble with chips. Once you start eating them, you're gone.
Once you pop, you can't stop. But you're right. And the homemade chips, glorious.
Wonderful.
Glorious.
Anyway, that's what it is. The recipes, of course, RTE Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, that's where they sit. What's his name? Cajun Moon. Anyway, it'll come to me who it is, but I'll find it.
Wow.
A song called Cajun Moon.
God, you're so good.
Will that be good?
That'll be amazing.
Cajun Moon. I can't remember who sings it, doesn't matter.
But
I'll find the song. Then we're home and dry.
Cajun Moon. Wow.
Cajun Moon.
You're on fire.
Isn't that good? Cajun Moon. I wonder, will it come to me? Cajun Moon.
See these two recipes, Marty.
Yeah, keep talking.
Do you notice we're trying to fill the time?
No.
Marty, the Cajun melt is a great one for kids. I should have said that.
Oh, right.
Absolutely. Love that. Not too spicy.
Thank you for that. JJ Kale.
JJ Kale. Well done.
Safe home.
Well done. See you next week. God bless you. Thank you.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunstore's Simply Better. Dunstore's Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.